This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is a paraphrase, but one country's protectionism is another country's jobs program, which gets us to the macroeconomic word of the day, trade war. Yes, it's a strong term, but that is pretty much what's brewing on the border, the northern border to be specific. New timber tariffs imposed by the Trump administration on Canada could save mills here in the United States, but at the cost of Canadian jobs. Earlier this month, there were layoffs at 7 sawmills in Quebec and in British Columbia, a major exporter of softwood lumber. Mills and timber workers there are bracing for more. Montana Public Radio's Nathan Hedgie reports.
I'm at a gas station right next to a sawmill in southeastern British Columbia, a few miles north of the U.S. border. Workers from the Wynnewood sawmill filter in and out, buying bags of chips and hot dogs. Betty Ann Gordon is the gas station's owner, and she's at the counter, ringing people up.
I mean, there's 3 shifts working there. I believe there's, I don't know exactly how many are working right now, but I believe it's around 90 people or 100. You know, that's a lot of people.
Like many folks around here, Gordon's business depends on the mill. And right now, she says, there's some uncertainty.
Nobody knows. Like, nobody knows what's going to happen, right?
In April, the Trump administration slapped tariffs on softwood lumber coming across the border, making the wood up to 24% more expensive. It's something U.S. lumber producers have been asking for, and it's a test of Trump's America First trade policy. But it could also cost British Columbia over 1,000 timber jobs. Ron Toyota is the mayor of Creston, B.C., a 10-minute drive north of the U.S. border.
Your government's trying to create jobs. Our government's trying to create jobs. And so if we're all trying to create the same job, somewhere along the line, someone wins and someone loses.
And Canada is putting up a fight. It's threatened to ban or tax U.S. goods coming across the border, including shipments of coal through a seaport in Vancouver. That port is a lifeline for Cloud Peak Energy, one of the largest coal producers in the U.S. Canada has also proposed aid packages to assist forestry workers and companies hurt by the duties. Timber layoffs aren't new in Canada. When a trade agreement with the U.S. lapsed in 2000, Canada lost 20,000 timber jobs. Since then, some of the country's largest lumber producers have hedged their bets against potential tariffs by purchasing sawmills in states like South Carolina and Georgia, where the lumber they make won't be taxed by the duties. Harry Nelson is a forestry professor at the University of British Columbia. He says these larger companies could also benefit because they own a lot of mills.
So if they've got to reduce production, you know, they can at least kind of shut down maybe one of their mills, but still keep their other mills going.
But Nelson says not every timber company has that flexibility.
And that's not an option for a smaller company that may only have one mill.
And it's these small family-owned mills that'll come out bruised.
They're the ones that have got the most to lose.
That's Tanya Wall, a local politician in Creston. She also works at a small family-owned mill and says these duties could cut into profit margins, eventually costing money and jobs. Money and jobs the United States wants. Gordy Sanders is a resource manager at Pyramid Mountain Lumber in Seeley Lake, Montana. He says Canada took advantage of an expired trade deal in 2015 and sold lumber at unfairly low prices here in the U.S., and that hurt mills across the country.
You know, the last couple of years, all of us, the small family-owned mills in the U.S., have suffered financially.
There were layoffs, shift cuts, and mill closures. The new duties, Sanders says, could help even the playing field and eventually save some timber jobs in the U.S.
Sheds a little light at the end of the tunnel.
But that same light is dimming for timber jobs in Canada. And when I tell this to Steve Johnson, the sales manager at Pyramid Mountain Lumber in Montana?
Well, I don't like to hear that. I don't like to hear anybody losing jobs, but we were kind of in the same boat before the duties. So I hate to say it's us or them. I'd like it for us to be both, but we need to be competitive with each other, too.
The Trump administration is expected to announce a second round of duties on Canadian softwood lumber that could cost even more jobs north of the border. In Creston, Canada, I'm Nate Hedgie for Marketplace.